Sami Nakitam Scott Now Wow back again with Coffee and Cree and my special guest Shirley Lazarick up from Northern Alberta from Slave Lake area but originally from Saskatchewan. She spent so much time in the healthcare nursing and home care industry that I thought this would be an awesome episode to talk about some of those terms, right? Mm-hmm. So we talked about a few of them in the first segment, and how about some of the conditions that we might see in our communities?
Things like heart issues, mm-hmm. weak heart. If somebody has a weak heart, inisutihit. So a lot of times you have to take your blood pressure. Usam askomana. Usamaya isukiktik mihko hapwi. Usam piyatigip maktik. You know, those are a lot of the problems, mana.
Mm-hmm. And you would go to these communities and not just as a healthcare practitioner, but a bit of an interpreter so that way they can get the proper help, right?
Yeah, for sure. Itu istamua guau mana ya kapindawap mata ya maskikiwinua atit mana muita pinstuhtamak. Like when a doctor would come once a week, some of them would say, come with me, come and interpret for me in case I don't understand the doctor. Iktamana, that's when my Cree really came in handy a lot.
Mm.
Sometimes it's a challenge to find nihia words kigwexisuma pertaining to the body, health, yuxis, because we never had those words we got.
Mm-hmm. You know, so how about to rest? You know, obviously part of getting better is to rest. What is the nihiawin word for just to rest?
To rest is
not so much sleep, I guess, right?
Yeah. Puguaya. Tayuipin means to like lay down, take it easy, and rest.
Tayuipin.
Like you got to tell them the doctor said you have to lay down and rest.
Okay.
So you can get better.
Okay. And then, you know, obviously you would talk to, you know, some of your patients. So if we're going to ask someone how they are feeling, like how their health is feeling today, how would we say, Tansi Katwan, for how are you feeling today? How are you feeling today? Mm-hmm. And maybe a blanketed statement of, I hope you feel better soon. Or I'd like you to, so maybe not day. Or I want you to feel better soon.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to get better, so you have to rest.
Mm, okay. To branch away from health-related words. We were talking off-air, and I thought it would be super fun, to teach the listeners some uncommon but common words in Nihiawiwin, words that we for some of the things we use today that, you know, people would not think there's a Nihiawiwin word, but they obviously we've created a word for some of these things, right? So one being a yard, like your backyard itself.
I'm not sure how to say yard. Maga, I remember manaya nima mai igisksian. When I think of yard, I used to think of yard salesman. Nima mama ni gidit matisaniti tuhtitan dawawi apzigiunik. It means like a place where you go and make a mess and rummage through.
Yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And now maybe for television, obviously.
Television. I didn't even find that word in this Cree dictionary. I have a Cree dictionary I look at once in a while. Ask omana just to check matisa. Aya nihia wiuna. Magamukta no apatin, magangi kwitmaun mama tan siki sihkatakaya television. Munyauksa patigan sihkatam. It means like munyau, of course, is, you know,
Non-native person.
Kusa patigan is like refers to kayasma nihiogmanaya when they went vision seeking. Doksa patakik. Or they'd have like a ceremony mano iksa patakik. It was kind of the closest to television, you know, was her word for television. I don't know another word.
Yeah. Do you know of a word that just for like technology, like, you know, how we the Munya term for technology?
Not really. I can only name things that we use as for technology, like telephone.
Okay.
My mom and I peak squagan kisihkatam. I don't see that
in the book, okay, as well.
Peak squagan kisihkatam. Iguaya tapskut kigomamina. Texting.
Texting.
I masnat tahikian. He must nahi tahikian. You're writing something. You're writing letters or words with, you know, just like you're tapping and typing words.
And what was the word you said again?
Masnahitahigian. Yeah.
Oh.
Masnatahigian.
Masnatahigian.
Yeah, texting.
I know that a lot of times you hear one of the, you know, because our language is so descriptive of things when we don't have a word, we make up a word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I figured since, you know, this might be a really fun way and time to bring up the Nihiwin word for hippopotamus because we always hear the Nihiwin word for hippopotamus, right?
So I've only heard two people in my life say hippopotamus, and I learned how to say this from a guy from Manitoba.
Okay.
Oh, Manitoba. You know, hippopotamus. Let's hear it, yeah. You know? And he said, okay. Like, I might stumble a little bit, but here's what he taught me. He got me so kistim tahtim to know, speaking what you need, so you speak a sagayo pa matagao gukus.
And I'm only picking up, and I might have heard gukus, the word for pig, yeah, in there. So what does that translate to?
The first word is, and he weighs almost 2,000 pounds, probably.
Okay.
And niswapitiu, like two teeth.
Okay.
Spagasagayit, like thick skin.
Okay.
And pamatagaugukus, he wades around in the water. He swims around in the water.
So that's the Nihiwin. When you guys heard it here, and right on Coffee and Cree with Shirley Lazarick. And we'll be right back with the third in segment here on Pigatewa Poi Egwa.
Nihiawiwin.